Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
We are Faithpreneurs, walking by faith and not by sight. Good morning, family. I know I sound a little nasal, but whether I sound like a frog or not, I'm going to be here to give God some praise this here morning. I can't believe we are literally in the last month of the year. Where did 2025 go? But there's still a lot of 2025 left for God to continue to create miracles. That's what our opening song. I just love that song. I see miracles, and I am claiming a miracle month in this month of December. Miracles, signs, and wonders. I thank you all for being a part of the fellowship, for coming in the room and taking time just to forget that he has brought us for next week. Remember, those of you who are celebrating birthdays, wishing blessings and happiness to each of you. Those who have special moments like babies that have arrived and in a season of bereavement, I pray that you continue to just look to the hills and where it's come with your help. Because when you're going through these seasons, only God can give you the peace that passes all understanding. But know that our love and our prayers are with you, and that we continue that we continue to look for those signs and those moments where we see a memory or something that just comforts our hearts and reminds us that we're spirit beings having a human experience. And as we travel through, our physical bodies may be gone, but our the connection, you know, the spirit of who we are continues to just remind us that life is precious, and the moments we share to interact with each other, we should not take it for granted. So I am in the middle of a conference. It's the National Council of Negro Women Assembly. So unfortunately, my time is limited this morning, but I wanted to come on and to just share a few moments with you to tell you that I'm excited about the closing of 2025 with some announcements. We're doing a special session with the Inner Circle Conversations featuring Linda Clemens. Those of you that know Linda Clemens, she is coming out with a new book titled Hush. And we're going to be doing something special with her on the 20th, right after our VIP prayer call. So more to come on that, and getting everything moving with our Faithpreneur TV network. So I am grateful for all of what God is doing, no matter what it looks like. Don't doubt him for a second. Trust him even when you can't trace him. God is still in control. And I'm going to read this excerpt from Dr. Trim. She's actually having her End Your Year Strong event. And I can't be in two places at once, but I was supposed to be down there now, and I have to be at this conference. But her excerpt for today, December 6th, says, "Establish the justice of God. The creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now." That's Romans 8, 21, 22. "The world was not built as a place that could handle the corruption that comes from sin. Even the earth itself groans with earthquakes and calamities, hoping for righteousness to be established on the earth. As things grow darker, the earth cries out all the more for the justice of God to be established. Father, let the earth be filled with your glory. Creation groans for the children of God to be revealed. Use me to establish your righteousness and justice in the earth today. Cause the spiritual atmosphere to shift and become conducive for revival. Let me walk before you with integrity, honoring you with my words and my actions. I declare and decree that I live true to the biblical principles, and my name is associated with honesty, humility, grace, joy, peace, generosity, and wisdom. Through you, I make a difference in the world around me, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So with that, I pray that you understand, as faithpreneurs, we're here to be the answers to many of these challenges and problems that we see. So this prayer is appropriate with all that we see going on. Let God truly allow, not let God, let you allow God to use your gifts, skills, and talents to be a blessing, to shine a light on these very challenging moments that people are going through between food insecurity, job loss. There's just so much that is going on. And we can't walk in fear. We have to stand in faith. So if the earth itself is crying out with these storms and all the things that are happening, global warming, I mean, the earth truly is crying out, because some of what we witnessed in 2025 is, it's unimaginable. So as faithpreneurs, each of you have a gift, skill, talent, product, service, something that you're creating to actually be a blessing. And you just have to stay the course. God will reveal, but as you spend time with him, you deepen your relationship so that you can hear from him and be clear about your assignment. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey. It's a process. And that's why coming together in fellowship is so important. When you go to your house of worship, it's an opportunity for more than two or three to be gathered together to do what God has called you to do, to support one another in prayer, to understand the revelation of the word, not just the reading of the word. So doing it by yourself, can it be done? I'm sure. But God didn't place us on this earth to be alone. He placed us to be in community. And in community, we can share our testimonies. And that's what this Faithpreneur VIP prayer call has been for all these years, Lord, on 16, where we can stand in our faith, where we can share our challenges so we can pray together. We can celebrate our victories. We can remind each other of the word, because when you bring God's word to him, it can never return onto him void. So the power in community is what keeps us holding on and strong. So I just encourage you to stay encouraged, to be encouraged, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Know that he is in the middle of doing a new work. So hold on to your victory, claim your blessing, stand in your healing, stand in your breakthrough, even if it feels like it's been so long or stubborn. I don't care what has come in front of you. Anything that exalts itself against the name of the Lord shall be cast down in Jesus' name. So you stand in that promise, stand in your knowing, I'm more than victorious through Christ Jesus, strengthens me. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Jason, because I need to run back in. So let's test the mic and make sure.
Checking, checking, checking.
Just want to ensure we have no issues today. But thank you and Carmen. I can't wait to give Carmen a debrief on some of the support that she'll be able to receive as she launches the boot camp next month, and what we're going to be able to do to support and share that. It's going down in the Holy Ghost. That's all I got to say. So get ready, get ready, get ready. So thank you, my brother. And I want to thank my husband for, you know, being there to make sure we can get things moving behind the scenes. Making it happen. And I'm so grateful for the covering and the support. So I'm going to go back inside as everyone keeps passing. Like, you coming? I'm like, I'm coming. I got my prayer call. The world knows the prayer call come first, Jesus. Oh, love you, bro. Over to you.
Love you too, sis. All right. Hey, y'all. Well, no technical difficulties this week.
He was on a staycation.
Right. How you doing, sis?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, we missed your voice last week, but you deserved a day off. So hey. Ooh, you said the music got you.
Like the music, everything. I was like, I didn't realize that that I was having technical difficulties until half hour after the room was closed.
I tell you, this app, it's just, it's interesting sometimes. Mm-hmm. How they want to act. For a while, it kept, like, every week, I remember I would text you, like, it kicked me out. And, like, and I couldn't get back in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good to hear you.
Yeah, you too, sis. So what's been going on this week?
Well, you know, we celebrated Thursday 15 years, the toy drive that I do every year. So it was this past Thursday. I was Mrs. Claus yesterday dropping off toys to our children in the community that, you know, wouldn't otherwise have a Christmas. So always just a blessing to be a blessing. Mm. It's always just a great feeling. So that's what we did this week. And I'm recovering from it. I guess the older you get, you can't do as much as you used to. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm mentally, not even so much physically, but so much as it's been going on this season that sometimes your mind just gets tired.
Yeah.
With, you know, so, but other than that, I can't complain. I cannot complain. It was a good week. Good week.
That's good.
What about you?
You know, it was a very busy week, productive, but you know, the boys, they have their end of the year performances. So yeah, they had one last night. I didn't make it to that one, which is kind of weird. Well, no, it was good. I needed to rest. But I didn't know that it was actually happening last night. This was just, they were doing it at a different location, not the traditional one. The next ones will be the end of next week, I think.
Okay.
And yeah, so this was kind of like their run through, and they were doing that for, I guess, some of the parents and some folks who were coming in from out of town early, but they wouldn't be there during the regular performance. So yeah, so Mom and Katie caught it. They said, oh, yeah, it was really good. I was like, awesome.
Well, so I'll be there. Make sure you take some video next week.
I will. I will. You know, I get behind the scenes and I get in front of the scenes. So, you know, we'll get some good stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, I was thinking how much, you know, December is such a blessed month, you know, not only for, you know, just because our Lord and Savior, his birth and all the other things that go along with it. But I was thinking about, for some reason, it's also a month where a lot of people have heavy hearts, you know. For whatever reason, this time of season does get to people, and, you know, just feeling broken or lonely. And I just want to encourage people that it's okay. You know, it's okay. Tomorrow will come and tomorrow's a new day. Like when I woke up this morning, as I do every morning, I'm like, thank you. You know, that's my first thing comes out my mouth. Thank you. Cause I didn't have to. And so in this season of maybe heaviness and sadness or broken or lonely, just thank him. You know, just by doing that, it makes you feel better. So I just want to encourage those who, again, maybe going through something, maybe have gone through something. There's always a new day. You know, put that behind you. Let go and let God. So I don't know why I'm saying this, but, you know, I know people have been talking about, you know, this ain't the best time for me and all that. And so I just want to say every day you wake up is a good time for you, you know, because
that's right.
Yeah. So just want to encourage people during this season to hold on, keep your head up and let go and let him.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's great perspective because I think oftentimes we can get caught up in the doldrums to where we're just kind of feeling down and all of that. And I know that when you get in service, you know, when you and you start to serve others, it does something. You know, it shifts that feeling of loneliness and aloneness because you see the impact that you're making on somebody else's life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's his order. You know, him, others, and then yourself. I often say this. It doesn't mean you're forsaking yourself. But when you put other people's needs before yours, he's going to always make sure that you're taking care of. Just like I said yesterday, you know, what we do every year for 15 years for the children in the Houston community, it just brings me joy, you know, just to know a child that I will never lay eyes on has been blessed by a simple toy because their parent may be in jail or on drugs or just don't have, you know, that you're putting a smile on a young person's face. So that makes you feel good, you know, and you don't have to do it like I do it, you know, 500, you know, toys. But even if it's instead of buying your child all the stuff they need and don't need, maybe it's somebody in your neighborhood or at your church or, you know, in the community that may be in need. Drop it off at a, you know, there's so many toy drives going on, you know, during the season. Just take a $10 toy somewhere, knowing that you're going to help somebody's family make a difference this year. So it does. Yeah. It gives me great joy. Like yesterday, I said I was tired, but I was with joy. I was, you know, when I came home yesterday afternoon, I sat down on the couch and I just, that felt good. You know,
left it all on the field.
Yes.
That's good.
You know, or cook something, you know, even for, you know, there's so much we can do for others, you know, and I've taught my family that. My daughter is now starting to come around and start thinking about other people's needs. Thank the Lord. But, you know, it could be something little as making a pie for somebody, you know, or inviting somebody over to dinner. You know, it's just the little things that make you feel good. Yeah, so good point.
Okay, now this is a rogue question. Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Bro, sweet potato.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
I'm sorry. We black. No, I'm just kidding. I'm a sweet potato. I mean, I've never gotten with the pumpkin.
I can't stand pumpkin pies. I think
me either.
Okay, we need to check his black card right now. I'm just going to have to jump on. I was trying to be polite and just wait my turn. But the only P that I know about a pie is a sweet potato with an SW.
I know he was joking. Benefit.
No, you know, it's kind of funny because, quick side note, and then we'll jump back into it. My son, he threw a get together for his friends and all that here, you know, just the guys. And so one of them brought a pumpkin pie, and I looked, I said, what are we supposed to do with that? So it's in the freezer waiting to be regifted to people who
re-gifted,
appreciate pumpkin pies. Yes.
Yeah, definitely sweet potato.
Yes. All right, well, what's your scripture and what are you grateful for?
You know, I'm going to go back to, what's my scripture? I had it in my head. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their spirit. Isaiah 40:31. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, just, you know, let God, you know, the whole scripture, I believe, is they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's actually one of my favorites. And I know that's also Dr. Stacy's favorite scripture, but that's kind of like you have that one that is kind of your tried and true. That's, you know, is to let God, you know, when we get so anxious sometimes, and I've had to learn to live this, and I get in my own way because I want to be the one. And as I've aged and matured, I realize that when you do that, you only delay what God wants for you because you're trying to do it and not letting him. And so they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I love that scripture. Isaiah 40:31. That is my what I stand on.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I don't know which scripture isn't good, but yeah, that's good. You know, that's really good.
The word is good. So I did this a long time ago, a couple times throughout my life, but I want to read the entire Bible from cover to cover within 12 months. So come January, I'm going to start again. I welcome anybody to join me. Like every day, get through like Genesis 1 and 1, mm-hmm. Just take your time. Some days I have a schedule. I need to dig it up and maybe share it with people, where you could, it'll actually give you, like Genesis and then in Matthew, like you would read something from the New and the Old Testament once a day. And so by the end of the 365 days, you completed the entire, word. So I'm going to do that again. For some reason, it just really got me and it kept me focused because we get busy and I don't always read the word like I should. Mm-hmm. So when I make it intentional like that, a challenge for myself, I get, and it reminds me, I'm like, I forgot about this scripture. Oh my God, this is so, like you said, what scripture ain't good? So right. It kind of just reminds us, because if you're like me, I read what's relevant right now. To what I may feel I need to, but I really want to go and dive deep again into the word. So January 1, I'll be starting.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And then Sister Gwen, you could give your scripture and all that and what you're grateful for as well. I'm looking at just digesting the word this year. Mm-hmm. And taking time with it to really understand, like, what is it saying, like the verses and the context and all of that, and what fits where? Because sometimes we put things in the wrong place and it's like, okay, wait, how come that's not working out? And it's like, well, it's not where that goes. And so just learning it from that standpoint. And so that's why I'm diving deep into Hebrew. And right now I'm kind of like meandering in German, but I'm going to move back into Hebrew. I'm going to stop being intimidated by it.
I know, the one book that I am intimidated by, and I know I'm not alone, is Revelation, but I find the more mature you get in Christ, the easier it is. That's one of the books that only time I've ever read really out of it is when I purposely, I don't know what I was afraid of, but I feel you. There are some books that kind of get you. But Hebrews is a really, really deep, I like that book. So go for it.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, Sister Gwen, what you got for us?
Sweet potato pie. Hallelujah. That's my scripture. they had a thing on Facebook and they had they were like three black men and one white, and one of the brothers was coming in, I think it was around for Thanksgiving, and he brought a pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. And the other two brothers kind of looked, how they side-eyed him first, and one got on the phone and said, 911, we have a problem. They went straight there. They said, we have a problem. Somebody's lost their mind, brought a pumpkin pie up in here. So praise God. My scripture is I'm just echoing what Carmen said, but basically the Lord told me to hold on to Psalms 23, every one of the verses, but to just look at the fact that we have a shepherd, a good shepherd, and we will not lack anything in his arms and in his care and under his supervision and his watch. Mm-hmm. So the Lord is my shepherd. I have no lack. I'm in Los Angeles, California. I have an event this morning that I have to get on the highway because, everything in LA is a highway. But I just want to share two things really quickly. One, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to all of us that to win the battles that are going to confront us and that are confronting us, we must be armored up with the word. And so as you are, Carmen, I started with a Proverbs watch because there are 31 Proverbs and there are months if you do the knuckle game. I don't know if you all know the knuckle game. If you count your knuckles, every one of those knuckles is January, March, may have 31 days. So you could read a proverb a day and read the whole book just in a month for the proverbs and knock that out. But do it intentionally as a startup. And then so the Lord has also spoken to me not only to personally read through the word, but perhaps create something in January that I'll have a support group for those of us who do better in accountability.
Yes.
To say we could even just get together once a week and say, did you do your reading? But I think God is really speaking to all of us to get armed and know that how we fight this battle is the word of God. And so I'm encouraging everyone. And lastly, to fight against two spirits that come usually around the holidays, fear and loneliness. You know, and then sometimes even self-condemnation of I didn't achieve what I should have. And the enemy wants you to stay there. But every day you get is another chance to just move forward. And he does give us instructions about how we look back. We look back only to celebrate our victories. But he says, forgetting the past, you press toward the high mark. So those of you to know that in your aloneness, which is real, that God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you until the end of times. Cling to a Savior that is a present help, 24/7, 365. God bless you all. I love you all. And go get you some sweet potato pie.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Amen.
I had two already, just kind of breaking the season in. Yeah, looking for two more. Any takers? I think that they freeze and travel well. So just putting that out there.
I'm number one on the list. I'll get back to you on that. But also, there is a Bible that someone sent me, and I don't have time to look it up right now, but I'll put it in the text. Is the Bible that is a corresponding Bible of the Hebrew and the English. Because I too, and I missed a great opportunity in high school. I didn't realize it then. We had a linguist that was head of our department because I was in a school that was predominantly Jewish. He spoke five different languages. One of them was Hebrew, and they had a Hebrew class for 4 years, and I missed it.
Wow.
Isn't that something? 4 years, and I didn't realize it, but it's called catch up because God is, he's a redeemer. At the time. And so I just really encourage the saints to make a challenge, even today, declare it publicly, because that way that gives you accountability to say, Lord, I will be a study to show myself approved unto God, a workman, rightly dividing and not ashamed, rightly dividing this word, because that's how we're going to live by every word. That's what he said. Bless you.
That's good. Yeah. My scripture, of course, tried and true, is to be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4:6-7. There's another one, though, that really stands out to me in cooperation with that one. And that is Proverbs 8:12. And it is, let's see. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. So that right there, I could see how God works through that. It's like you sit with it, listen to what God is moving you in that direction, and you start pumping out work like you wouldn't believe. At least that's how it's working for me. So love those scriptures.
Jason, you know, that marries the one that he gives you, gives wealth, you know, that the Lord gives you, you know, wealth. And in that scripture, it says that how he gets it is witty inventions. He gives you the power to gain wealth. And the Hebrew translation is witty inventions. And so this is a room of entrepreneurs. And so the product that you have, and, you know, Dr. Stacy said a word. She says, your gift, talent, skill, service, and product. I got it. So I'm saying it again. So it's because we've hit the replays, everybody, because I think this is going to be a room today of just God's revealing his intentionality for our January. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Sister Josie, how you doing? I don't know if you meant to pop up here, but if you did, this is going to be like my gift because I didn't get to hear her voice last week. So, Josie, if you are available, mic is yours.
It may have been.
You know, Spirit is doing some interesting things here because this is the second time in a row that I'm not touching stuff and it's coming up. But at any rate, it's a wonderful Saturday. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad the Lord blessed me to wake up and get started again. But one of the things that was on my mind was something that we talked about last week after Mother Gwen talked about the fact that she had too much aluminum or something in her body. Mm. And we talked about storing things in glass containers. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking that instead of people trying to go out and buy glass containers, just to use the glass containers that they get from buying jellies and other kinds of things and start putting their leftovers or their milk and stuff in that and put that in the refrigerator so that they can get away from the plastics and that. So I thank God for that blessing to think about that and then to start using it because I started saving containers and I'm using them for storing my milk instead of having it in cartons and storing other foods. But I didn't get rid of all of the glass containers that I had when they came out with plastic and all these other things. So just something for people to think about and also to start thinking about planting something, whether they're in their apartment or have a home or whatever, you can plant something in containers and grow some food. And I guarantee you it'll taste much better than what you buy in the store. Okay, that's my share for the morning. Blessings to everyone.
Good to hear your voice, Josie.
Thank you, Jason.
Love you. All right, we got the factoring lady up here. Pat, your mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Peace and blessings. It's been a long time, and I hate using the word busy, but life be happening. Life is lifing, you know. I had a pretty violent fall last month and just really put off going to the hospital. I should have that day, but I was volunteering at this event. So I just, you know, it was like that person on the, you know, the runway, you know, they leave the shoe and they just keep going. And that's kind of what I did, which, you know, in retrospect, I regret that. You know, say everybody came up to me and was like, you know, do you need medical attention? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. You know, 4 weeks later, you know, bruises are gone and everything. So the only thing left is the left wrist clicking, you know, I sprung the wrist and my thumb is numb, which is really weird. So I don't know if I had some nerve damage there, but, you know, go to the doctor. Don't hesitate if you know, no matter how minor it may seem. But I wanted to share, well, first of all, thank you, all the leaders in the group. I really, really, really appreciate your consistency. That's something that's been a challenge for me. And I love that I have you all to go to consistently. Dr. Stacy has been doing this forever and I just don't know how she does it. And I'm just so grateful that she has the support from all the leaders here. Speaking of, you know, leaders, I wanted to read just a little snippet of Hebrews 13:7, Amplified. And just, it says here, to remember your leaders who brought you the word of God and consider the result of their conduct. And imitate their faith. And so that just kind of comes to mind. Of course, it goes into 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Josie, about the glass. As you were saying that, I thought about there's this restaurant here that every time you ordered banana pudding, they would give it to you in a glass container. And we have a few of those, like several, because we save them. So it's good tip on that. And Proverbs, one a day for a year. Thank you, Mother Gwen. I didn't realize that, so I'm going to look into that. And with that, I rest my mic. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for the share, sis. And we've got Bishop Sean Lewis. Hey, bro. Mic is yours. And he might be moving across the room to get to the mic.
Blessings, my brother Jason. Blessings, Apostle Dr. Stacy, Ambassador Carmen, Lottie Dottie, and everybody, Mother Greer, the Factor, Josie. Listen, it's good to be here, man. And I think my testimony this morning, man, is glad. I'm glad to hear your voices. I've been in a season, y'all, where, you know, there has been so much transition. Me, this year, I buried my uncle and my aunt. A couple of classmates are being buried today. And it's just a lot. And as she was talking about how this year, you know, this time of year can be a dark place for a lot of people. And most of the time it's because their table doesn't look like maybe what it did in times past, you know, meaning that people have transitioned and people go through this time. You know, somebody said life be life and people be people and all that good stuff be happening. Does God take notice of what you're going through? And as you know, in GOT Connections, we've been doing a study of Exodus. And basically, we've been preparing the people for exiting out of 20. It's going to be giants in the land. It's going to be issues in the land. But, you know, as I've read Exodus, man, it has hit differently. It has literally become rhema, the words that God spoke to Moses on the backside of that desert place. And he says one of these things to them, and I want to share this with the room. I think it's in Exodus chapter number 3, right about verse number 10, 11. You know, God, or anywhere from 7 to 11, he says this. He says, I have surveyed the affliction of my people, and I know their sorrows. Man, if that thing didn't bless me some kind of good, the fact that God knows exactly what I'm going through, he knows what we're dealing with, and he says, and I am come down to deliver them. So I just want to release that over the word, over the room this morning. Listen, that there's going to be a visitation in your life, I believe, before this year ends, that God says, I know your sorrows. I've seen what you're going through. I see what you're dealing with. And I see the people that's be people. And God says, I see it. And he knows our sorrow. And he understands what I'm going through. There are times you can articulate the people and they don't seem to get it. They don't seem to understand. They think you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But listen, there's a God in heaven that understands your sorrow. Bible says he bottles them up. So I'm tapping in from Petersburg, Virginia. I'm on my way to my leadership meeting with my team to talk about goals and strategy for 2026. Y'all pray for us as we pray for you all. I am complete. God bless you, sir.
God bless you too, bro. All right, man. Catch up. All right. Wow. So now are we finished with the folks who are coming up? That's quick.
Wow. Yeah. Anybody else want to come and just share a testimony? It's maybe one of those days. People got a lot going on the move, you know.
Yeah. And Tanika, I'm trying to bring you up, but it's not letting me do anything else. Hey, Carmen, if you can see, if you could bring Tanika up. Okay, there we go.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
All right. Raquel, I am. Hey, sis. Mic is yours.
Hey, brother. Hey, everyone. Good morning. Happy Saturday. I could not resist the invitation to come on up to share the goodness of God. But I first want to say that I am Raquel. I am hailing in from Atlanta, GA. Certainly not hot Atlanta right now, but Atlanta, GA nonetheless. And my scripture, my tried and true, is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works within us. And so we can never forget about the power, because we in and of ourselves could do nothing. Without God, we would utterly fail. But Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, that leads us, guides us, and teaches us, and brings all things back to our remembrance, is the one on the inside of us that makes all things possible. And so if we can imagine or think it, it's even bigger than that. So praise God for that. And I have a testimony to support that scripture. Because since last year, when it gets cold, my battery in my car has been wanting to say, not today. thankfully, I can charge it in the house, not in the house, in the garage. I can charge it in the garage without needing another car to assist. But who's trying to do that every time they want to go somewhere? Says no one. And so I've been nursing it since last year, but it got cold again this year. And so it's like, okay, it's time for another battery. Now, that might seem like, just go get another battery. Well, when resources are not in agreement with that at that moment, you do what you have to do. But God decided that this year I would not have to deal with that because a friend has a son who lives here in Atlanta. And she said, go to his shop. He's going to put in a new battery for you. And it's across town. And I even count my mileage because I'm counting my dollars. And so I went down there the first time and his shop was closed, even though it was supposed to be open. So I was a little dismayed. But I went back down and not only did they take excellent care of me and replace that battery at no charge, praise be to God, and praise God for good friends. But when I was leaving, he said, be sure to check your cup holder, you know, when you get a chance. And he blessed me with enough to, with more than enough to top off my gas tank. And so I'm just so grateful for the goodness of God and how he's carried me this entire year, exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Beautiful share, sis. We've got Tanika on the floor. Tanika, mic is yours.
Good morning. I feel like I have not had a chance to speak to you all just due to so many things happening, but I just want to say good morning first. I am Tanika from Hampton Roads or the 757, Seven Cities of Virginia. I'm in Suffolk. And my scripture for this morning is I'm going to use the one that Jason always uses because that is a positive and pivotal scripture as well. So I'm just going to piggyback on you, but it's something that is needed in this season for me, Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. This season for me has been really quiet. I, you know, we look at these Facebook algorithms or whatever you want to say, and I just haven't really been speaking. I've just been in a financial season since August. Thank God that just finally ended in December. And a few weeks ago, I was at work having some challenges with some people on my team, and I'm a quality assurance lead, and our team is being evaluated. We work under the program manager, but we work with so many different areas within the program, and so we've been being evaluated by a company that does process mapping and things like that. So, my boss had came to my office and I was like, it was the same day, I believe it's our Thanksgiving potluck or a company luncheon. And so that was the 20th. And so I went in there and I'm thinking like, I'm going to get in trouble. I don't know what I was thinking, but I felt like it was a bad thing. Just you know, since we're getting evaluated, I'm like, oh goodness, there's another situation. I don't know. And so she was like, I just want to, you know, I've been the program manager here since March, and I know we have, you know, this evaluation going on and everything, but I just wanted to, you know, let you know that you're doing a great job. And then she handed me a Christmas bonus, and I just bust out crying. And I was like, it's been really rough for me since August. And sorry. So to, you know, get that bonus at a time where I had to, we have property taxes, we pay for car property taxes here. And my property tax was $1,000. And I was like, oh Lord, right before Christmas time. But thank God the bonus was enough for me to take care of my property tax. And then another testimony is, I don't know if I've shared, I know I've shared it in Trucking God's Way. I've shared it here too, but I can't remember if I've given the actual update about, you know, I had the ear biopsy done. I think it was Veterans Day. Yeah. And then I got the results that Friday. And so that my ear canal is benign. There's no, you know, cancer. I also had a lump in my left breast in October. The day after my grandmother passed, I had to have a mammogram, and that was also benign. They said it's probably just some type of bruising. Come back in 6 months. So I just thank and praise God for, you know, the challenges that I've been going through. And yes, I've been just like not doing content, not posting, and, you know, the funds are dropping, and I'm just looking at the numbers, and I'm just like, okay, this is just the season that, you know, I have a testimony. God has delivered me from the would-be cancer diagnosis, and I don't have that. And so I just praise God for that. I also, last Saturday, I tried to join in and I saved the replay, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Just been a busy week, but my friend, my best friend of over 20 years, last Saturday had her baby shower. I did post pictures and videos for those who may follow me. But the story a year ago was that I was having a baby shower for her on November the 22nd, 2 days before Thanksgiving. And then that's when her adoption failed. And so now she's expecting in February. So I shared that on Faithpreneur. And so, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. And, you know, if we have faith of the size of a mustard seed faith, you know, he can move mountains. And so I just thank God for this community. I miss you all. I know I haven't really been here. And so I just thank and praise God for my life, my health, my strength, my family, for Faithpreneur, Dr. Stacy, for the vision, for all of the moderators, everybody in the room. I say it every time I get a chance that I love you all. I'm thankful for this space and the opportunity to be here to speak with you. And I will continue to pray for you as you pray for me. And I love you all. I yield.
Love you too, sis. And we are definitely praying for you. Glad to see that you're here and all the great things that are happening with the gymnastics and all the competitions and stuff. So, you know, God's got you. Good stuff. Okay, we got Sister Shanice on the stage. Mike, it's your sis.
Good morning. Good morning, family. Greetings to everyone in the room. And, you know, my scripture for the whole entire year has definitely been Ephesians 3:20. And it's been manifesting. But I want to read for today, Jeremiah 33:3 from the Amplified. And it says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. And I've just been in this, man, the last couple of years, just in a season where God has just been revealing and giving downloads, uploads, whichever way you want to say it. And as those mysteries are being revealed and those instructions are being downloaded, as I've been taking immediate rapid action to do what it is he's placed in my heart to do, I've been seeing the fruit produced from those ideas, those witty ideas and ways to bring in multiple streams of income. And it's not just like
on my life, but the oil of God's anointing has flowed onto others who have, you know, taken those steps to, you know, like, hey, when God gives you an idea, run with it. You know, I believe the wealth of the wicked is stored up for us who are righteous, and we ought to be a sign and a wonder in the land where people can taste and see how good our God is, because they look at us and just like the Queen of Sheba, and they're like, wow, even your servants is living like this. Like, who is your God? I need to get to know your God. And I just believe that's our portion in this hour, this season. As we obey the voice of the Lord, He is going to continue to pour out His blessings upon our lives in ways that we can't even imagine. And He talks about where we won't have enough room to receive. You'll be looking for ways to bless people. And who can I bless today, Lord? Whose groceries can I pay for today? Whose gas can I pay for today? Who can I just sow a seed into today? I mean, that's the kind of abundance and overflow that God has provided in my life. And again, He's no respecter of persons. We just have to be willing and obedient in listening to the instructions, and not just listening, but doing the thing that He's called us to do. And so I thank God for this season that I'm in, with it spilled over to even my child. He grew up very challenged, where his behavior, I didn't think he would make it to his teenage years under my house, under my same roof, but God, he's 14 in high school now. And, he gave a speech, for Bible study this past week, and did an amazing job, spoke on wisdom. And I'm just so proud of, you know, he's getting A's and B's in school. And I'm like, come on, Jesus, won't he do it? Where he has, you know, he, from I think first or second grade, he had received the IEP. It's an individual learning plan where he tested and had some learning issues, but God, you know, the boy didn't even start really reading at grade level until the fifth grade, and he really struggled in that area. And I paid for the tutors, I did everything I could, and something just clicked, and he's been doing so good this year. And so I just thank God for again His blessings upon my life and my family. And God is faithful. But I love you guys, and I just speak life and blessings over you on today until we meet again. Love you.
Love you too, sis. Good stuff. All right. Wow. Anybody else want to pop on up on the stage? You know,
I just want to thank Denise for. Oh, I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. Oh, I just wanted to say to Shanice, thank you so much for your share. Jeremiah 33:3. In fact, the last time I spoke with Jason, I quoted that exact scripture because God shows me 33 all the time. And that's another one of my tried and true scriptures that I believe God is forever showing me. And so the fact that you mentioned Ephesians 3:20 at the top and then came behind it with Jeremiah 33:3, I really appreciate that. And I know God's speaking. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, there was something when Tanika was speaking, and she talked about the mustard seed. And you know what hit me a while back is that God deals with absolute things. So when we think about the size of a mustard seed, sometimes we get caught up in the size of it. And it's like, well, what could that do? And that's like your faith. You think of the faith, little old you, what can that do? But when you understand that God operates in the absolute, it's whether you have something the size of a mustard seed or something the size of a Mack truck, faith is faith. And so how He takes us from glory to glory when we apply our faith, and then doors open up, and then we get even more encouraged, and then we continue to walk even stronger, taller in Him, then we start seeing that there's nothing that is outside of His reach. There's nothing that's outside of His grasp. There is no down to the wire in the Father. That's why He says, be anxious for nothing. Our job is to make sure
that we are still enough to hear his voice and that we are in tune enough to see what he's doing in order to replicate that. You know, when Yeshua says, I only say what I hear the Father say and do what I see the Father do, that means that he had to be in such a relationship with him that he was actually hearing him and he was actually seeing him. So what would that look like for us in our individual walks and our collective walks to get that close to the Father, that we can hear him and we can see him so that we can just follow him? I think sometimes we spend too much time reinventing the wheel instead of calming down and just listening. Because it's in that listening and then doing what we hear him say to do, that's where we get the blessing. You know, he says, only the doers blessed, don't just be hearers only. But we got to be able to hear him. And we do that by building that relationship. It's not something that is difficult. It is something that takes time. You take your time doing that because you're developing that. He already knows you. You got to know him. And the more you get to know him, the more things shift, because the shift is happening inside of you. There's things that you carried that they're hindering you because they're a weight. And so the more that you plug into the Father, the more that he washes you clean of all the stuff that was tethering you, anchoring you down to the past, anchoring you down to a situation, anchoring you down in your mindset to where you can't move off of a point because you're holding on to it. But when you embrace him, the other stuff pales in comparison and you no longer want it. It's kind of like looking at things like, what would you do and how would you feel if the next day you woke up and every single one of your needs was met, everything that you put your hand to prospers, everything that you thought of manifests, how would you feel about those that you're holding a grudge against? Would it even faze you anymore? Probably not, because you're so full of what God is doing in your life, you don't have time to think about anything other than him. And so the key for us is to get to the point to where we remove all the idols from our life. Sometimes an idol could be a mindset. You're so stuck on what you've experienced before that you can't let that go in order to experience what he has for you. So then you start to cut things off. Well, you know what? I know what that looks like because I've tried that before and that doesn't work. Yeah, well, ask that to the disciples when he said, go and put the net back in the water. And they're like, oh, we've been over there already. He's like, yeah, go put the net back in the water. And they put the net back in the water and they had to get back up because there was so much fish, so much abundance that came from just following his simple instructions. The word says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So when we're not finding things to be easy, we're not finding the lightness, we've got to check, okay, so where are we in this equation? Why am I feeling heavy when you said that your burden is light? Why am I feeling shackled when you said that your yoke is easy? It's not a him thing. That's a us thing. So we have to pivot in him in order to get in the right alignment so that we can experience the easiness of the yoke and the lightness of the burden. The burden is light because he's carrying it. But when we take it up to carry it ourselves, it gets very heavy because we're not designed to do that. We're designed to be in his fellowship. We're designed to listen. We're designed to glorify him or reflect him on the world around us. But if we get caught up in all of the mundane things, the life concerns, and turn those things into our idols, and we take our focus off of him, will do just like how Peter did when he took his focus off of Yeshua and he started to sink instead of continuing to walk on the water. So we have to look at what is our water, what does our storm look like in him, and then how do we focus on him? How do we keep our eyes on him so that we're not even looking at the storm? And the storm is the circumstances. The storm is what things look like. The things that look impossible, that's when we turn our eyes to those things and then we lose sight of the Father. Every time that we keep our eyes on him, though, we're plugged into the infinite energy. Like, so much of him is pulsing through everything that we do and think and all of that. When we're focused on him, that everything else has to bow. So this is what I'd like to just kind of leave us all with. And I'm going to contemplate this myself because I'm not just speaking to you all. I am looking in the reflection of the computer screen because I'm not by a mirror. Okay. But I'm looking at me too. This is where we have to be, because if we're going to represent him, we can't have our own stuff. You know, when he says that we're ambassadors for Christ, an ambassador never represents himself. An ambassador never represents herself. The ambassador only represents the one who sent them. So if we can get that clear, then we can put all of our stuff aside and get on with what it is that he's called us to do. All right. Well, if you all have not checked out the resource page, pop on up there. It's faithpreneur.me. And that's faithpreneur.me, like me, you, me, okay, not you, but me. And that's for those who are listening on the replay or on the podcast, on the broadcast. The ones who are in the room, you could just click on the link, the button that's at the top of the room, and it'll take you over to the resource page. You know, peruse around in there, always looking for ideas, want to really know what it is that would be the most meaningful for you. Like, if you were to go in there and you're like, you know what, a resource that I'm looking for is this, let us know. Because ultimately, we're here to help facilitate the equipping of the saints inside of the field of commerce and industry. So if we know what it is that would help you to get on with what God has called you to do, let us know. And so we can post those things inside the resource page, post resources to it, links to it, whatever that is. And then you can get bolstered up with what you need. And we can continue to do what God has called us to do, which is to equip the saints in this area of commerce and industry. All right. So on that note, is there any final words? Go ahead.
Yeah, did you see Hollywood is asking for prayer for Malcolm?
Oh.
And I concur with the sweet potato pie.
That, okay, right. Okay, you know what? And I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, they've changed some things around in Clubhouse, and I'm not a Clubhouse guru anymore. Let's see. Okay, I figured out how to find these the comments. Okay, great. All right. So for Malcolm, yeah, we will definitely pray for Malcolm. All right. All right, Dorita, good stuff. All right. So, yeah, let's do that. Any other prayer requests?
The comment.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to read it? Yeah. Are you able to see the comment?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead and read it, because.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that. Yeah. Hold on, give me a second here. I had it up just a minute. All these comments. Keep Malcolm in prayer. He's having serious challenges now. Pray for delivered from traumatic symptoms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, Gail is popping up on stage, and so we'll let her share, and then we'll go into prayer. Go ahead, Gail. How you doing, sis?
Yeah, this is Gayla. Please pray for my mother. Her name is Linda Hiller. She lives in Ozark, Alabama. She fell last night and she wrist.
Oh.
She actually saved herself from much worse industries. You know, she had wet shoes on and she slipped and she fell. but was able to keep from hurting her knees or her hip. She's 81 years old. By falling on her wrist and in falling on her wrist, it broke. So we just pray for her healing. And if you've got any magic herbs that will help facilitate the process, we pray for that as well.
Well, there's an herb in the herb kingdom called comfrey, comfrey root, comfrey leaf. And it's called the bone knitter inside of the herbal kingdom. So that would be really good.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she could either, if you get the dried, that's fine. If you get the actual herb itself, I would plant some in her yard, a matter of fact. And that way it's always there. It pulls up a lot of minerals, so the body can use those in order to heal very quickly. I had a cousin who a bench fell on his hand, his finger, and you could see all the way down to the bone. And so his mom took him to the herbalist, and he went out in his backyard, dug up some comfrey root, and he mashed it up with some cayenne pepper, and he stuffed it into the area. And kept on changing it out. By the end of the week, it had all closed up. And so the body does heal very rapidly when you give it the right things. So, and you already saw what happened with Manny Gala with his wrist and all that. In 14 days, you couldn't even tell that he had that injury all the down to the white meat. So it's very effective.
Thank you so much. I'll give that to
you. Yeah. And then definitely make sure that as she is taking in the things like ginger is good, proteolytic enzymes to help. And this is not medical advice, but just giving you a heads up on that. The proteolytic enzymes that you get like from papaya, ginger, from pineapple, those things help to keep the proteins in solution so that scar tissue doesn't build up. And that will help, particularly with the circulation, to carry a lot of the nutrients to the areas that that will help to heal those areas up, the wrist. And then also with the breaking of the wrist, then she's got maybe some tendon compromise. So that will help with the inflammation. And when you mitigate it, when you keep inflammation down, then the body does not, it's not like splinting the thing off to cut the circulation off. You open up the circulation and then healing takes place very fast.
Okay. Yeah. She doesn't have any of these herbs I asked her last night, ginger, turmeric, any of that. So yeah, we've got to get those things in the house.
Mm-hmm. And, well, if you do turmeric, then make sure that you have black pepper with it, too, because the black pepper has a substance in it that makes the turmeric like about 500 times more bioavailable in the system.
OK, thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. OK, so I guess we will pray out then. OK, so tell me your mom's name again.
Linda Hiller, right. H-I-L-L-E-R, Linda Hiller.
Linda Hiller, okay. And then who else were we praying for?
Malcolm.
Malcolm, thank you. All right. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Good morning, thank you. Wanted to, first of all, I guess my verse for the day, because God gave me traveling mercies. He always gives me, but this was really close. Yesterday, I almost had a head-on collision with a car that came way over the line. And so I'm embracing Psalm 91, verse 11. He will give his angels charge over concerning me to guard me in my ways. And I wanted to ask for prayer for my friend Kamala, K-A-M-I-L-L-A, who continues to have challenges, financial challenges, is unable to work, and her back has been giving her problems, and she needs to, she was almost evicted. She needs to have a continuous income to meet her rent, and provide food for her. So that's my prayer request. Thank you. And Jason, thank you so much. I came in just in time to hear you talk about stillness and listening to his voice. That's a big challenge for me. And thank you.
Yeah, you know, sis, you are not alone in that. And this is the work that we do to, you know, really get that relationship down. So absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So Linda Hillard, I think. I hope I said that right, Gayla. And Camilla on the finance, Linda on the wrist and the healing, and Malcolm on the for God's presence to be in his life, okay, and for him to be anxious for nothing as well. For God to keep him in perfect peace, for his mind to be stayed on him. Okay. Father God, we come before you in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, Father. We thank you and praise you for all that you do. We thank you for bringing us all together. And we thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to pray for one another, to stand in the gap, to intercede. We thank you for the trust and the unity that we have here in this room. And we thank you for allowing us to gather in your name, because you said that when we gather in your name, you are in the midst of us. So, Father, we just come before you with thanksgiving and praise right now. And if there's any area in our lives where we have missed the mark, where we have fallen into sin, where we have shut off our voice to where you hear us, Father, we ask for forgiveness. Grant us repentance, Father, on that. Reveal it to us that we may turn rapidly away from it. And, Father, we ask that you just cover us in your grace and your mercy right now. We plead the blood of Yeshua, and we ask that you hear our prayers. Father, we lift up Linda and Camilla and Malcolm right now. Hiller, okay. We lift them up, and we ask, Father, that you not only put your healing hand on Linda and her wrist, Father, the tendons, the tissues, the soft tissues, Father, and also on the alignment in her back, her structure, as she fell, anything that was knocked out of alignment, Father, we ask that you just move that right back into alignment. We ask also, Father, that you remove any inflammation and allow the circulation to flow properly to get the nutrients to those areas for rapid healing, Father. Father, just like how when you knitted us together in our mother's womb and how the cells multiplied rapidly, dividing, multiplying, and building tissue, we ask that same action happen in Linda's wrist and the tendons and the surrounding tissue, that you regenerate all those tissues rapidly, Father. So rapidly that it baffles the doctors and baffles all the others who expect it to be a long, drawn-out healing. We thank you and praise you, Father, that you get glory out of this. So touch her wrist, touch her body, touch her mind, Father. Touch the words of her mouth and the meditations of her heart, Father, that she may say the things that are in complete alignment with what you said when you said that by his stripes we are healed. We thank you and praise you, Father, that you will minister to her in this time and that you will build her faith and you'll build the faith of those around her. And, Father, that she will be used as a vessel for much redemption, redemption in her community, redemption in her family, Father, that her life will draw people to you, Father, as she lifts you higher. We thank you and praise you for the strength, and that not only is it regenerated and restored, Father, but that it's even better than before the break. Father, we lift up Camilla right now, and We ask, Father, that you bless her with the finances, you bless her with the provisions and the resources, the open doors, Father, the witty inventions, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of what to do with everything that you've given her. Father, give her the pivots that she needs and let her hear your voice. Let her hear it clearly so that she can follow your implicit instructions. We thank you and praise you, Father, that there is no down to the wire in you, that everything, you are sovereign. So that means that when you speak, things come to attention, things happen. So we ask, Father, that you speak on her behalf and open up doors. Father, any area where she may be blocking it, we ask that you reveal that to her so that she can put those things down as well. Let her confessions, let her words, Father, speak life into her situation. Encourage her to only speak life, Father, and no curses. Have her profess and confess the things that you tell her, Father, open doors, work, product sales, if she's got those, whatever you've placed in her, Father, we ask that you stir that up and that she can see clearly what she must do now in order to generate not only the income to take care of the immediate need, Father, but the income that will allow her to thrive, not just survive. Pour into her, Father, as she pours into others. Give her the ministry to move in, Father, that she can have the windows of heaven blessing be poured out on her. We speak abundance and life into her life in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we thank you and praise you for all that you do for Malcolm. We ask, Father, that your spirit be with him and that his spirit be with you, that his focus be on you. You said that you will keep us in perfect peace as we keep our mind stayed on you. So, Father, give him a way to think about you on a continual basis, Father. Let him see you in everything that's before him. Let him see you, Father, in every circumstance, whether it be perceived as good or bad, Father. Always let him see where you are in the equation. You said that the steps of a righteous man are ordered. And Father, we call him to righteousness in you. We call him to alignment with you, Father. We call him to hear your voice, Father, and to take heed to what it is that he hears. Father, we speak a word over him now that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And Father, if there's any area that he needs redeeming in, Father, if he's not giving his life to you, Father, we ask that you send the laborers that they can walk him through the prayer, Father. Turn his heart towards you. And let him be in your presence, Father. Let him abide in you and you abide in him. We ask that you just move his circumstances so that they are favorable to you, Father, and that he can see your hand moving, that he will be convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are his only, the first and the last, and who he must always plug into, Father. Any turmoil that's going on in his life, Father, draw him to you, not to man. Let him speak to you and you speak to him and let it be clear on what it is that he's to do. Stand him upright, Father. Let him be circumspect in your sight, Father. Let him wield the word as a sword. Teach him how to do battle, Father. Teach him how to overcome the enemy. We thank you and praise you, Father, for everybody who is in here, who is in need. Father, you know what the need is. You know how to cover them. We ask that your anointing flow because you said it's your anointing that breaks the yoke. So we speak your anointing right now, Father, and we ask that you prepare us to receive that, to walk in that, Father, to move in that, Father. Let your word be life to us. Let us digest your word, Father. Let us move in your word. Let us represent your word properly, Father. Launch us into our ministries and let us speak the life that you have called us to speak, Father, to transition situations, to move mountains, Father, to call the heavenly host to order, Father, and to repel the enemy. Father, let your light shine so brightly in us that it repels the enemy, but it attracts those who are yours, Father. You said that you didn't lose one. Let our life be the testimony that draws your people to you, Father. In the matchless name of Yeshua, Father, we ask that you continue to cover Dr. Stacy and her family and Drew, Father. We ask that you continue to cover Roz and Vinny. We ask that you continue to cover Carmen. Continue to recover everybody in her who you have called into a ministry, Father. Cover them and let them not only find their way, but keep on their way, Father. Keep their hand to the plow. Give them strength. Give them courage, Father. Give them resilience. Give them love and compassion, Father. That they will seek to do your will because they know that there are dying people who need to hear from you. And they are the vessel that's chosen to deliver your message. Let them keep that in the forefront of their mind, that they are your ambassadors. We are here to serve you, Father, and to serve those who you've called us to serve. Let us move in that mightily. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. All right. So it looks like we are at the end of the room today. Look at that. And we are at 6 minutes before 90 minutes. That's amazing. Well, I love you all. And my prayer is that you continue to grow closer in your walk with the Lord. It is so important. And we're in the times right now where we got to make the delineation. We can't straddle the fence. There are people who do need what it is that God has placed in you. And you got to get the junk out the way so that you're not mixing his stuff with yours. Very important. So whatever you got to do, do it. And he'll tell you what to do. It's not the same for everybody. And that's why it's important to hear him so that he can direct your path. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And the key right with that is when you acknowledge him in all your ways, you're going to run things by him before you go to do them. And he's going to say yep or nope. And don't try to justify it. When he tells you nope, don't try to justify it. When he tells you yep, don't try to justify that either. Just do it. All right, y'all. Love you. God bless. And may your Shabbat be an amazing one. And for those of you, let me see, who are authors, there is an event going on in Shanice's community that if you've ever wanted to get your book out the door and you want one of those working sessions, then this would be the day that you do that. You can plug into her. Matter of fact, Shanice, if you want to put that information in the chat area, you guys can click on the link. It is a paid class, but the information that you're going to derive from it is going to be absolutely phenomenal. It's a working session, which means that you're going to plug in and you're going to keep on going for the following 6 hours until you crank that book out that God's given you. All right. Did I say that correctly, Shanice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, hey, we will have some new published authors today. So I'm excited.
That's good stuff. Yeah. All right, y'all. So, go ahead. I think Shanice has put the information in there. Okay. Yep. KingdomGloryPublishing.com/BC. All right. 6 hours of implementation. Yeah, and let me tell you, you will implement. You will implement. All right. Hey, and by the way, Shanice, I've got 13 manuscripts now. Okay, just wanted to say that. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, good stuff. So the room is going to end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.